相信你若是看到你的孩子啊，儿子或者是女儿很听话守规矩，脸上笑容满面，你会很骄傲。
If you see your child smiling and well behaved, then I'm sure you are a proud parent. Of course, there are some few kids that don't follow the rules. And this is the responsibility of the parents. Why does your child disrupt the whole group? So if you see your child today, would you remind them and discipline them?
我觉得我的孩子很可爱，他们都很可爱。
I think our kids are all very cute.
因为他们都很听话。
Because they all listen and follow rules.
所以在教会的这些弟兄姊妹们，特别是外面来的朋友们，我相信你们要帮助教会里面教导他们的老师们，训练你们的孩子。
So we hope that all the parents and brothers and sisters that are teachers in this church, that we can teach our kids right.
不听话的儿女不是我们的骄傲。
Those that don't listen to adults are not something that we should be proud of.
我知道我们此地两位传道人可能不讲这些话。
And the two new pastors may not speak these words.
所以我来替他们讲。
So I'll speak for them.
我想趁这个机会，我还没有机会说这几句话。
I'd like to take this opportunity to say a few words to you.
我觉得弟兄姊妹们很幸福你们的两位年轻的长老的确是很好的长老。
I think the brothers and sisters here are very blessed. I believe that our two elders are very good elders.
我看到他们从十几岁一直到现在。
I see them since they were teens.
他们很可爱。
They are very cute.
我希望弟兄姊妹们能够帮助他们把这个教会管理的合乎神的心意。
We hope that the brothers and sisters can help and work with them so that we can they can lead this church to a church that is pleasing to the Lord.
他们都很尊重神，都很爱主。
And they both respect and love the Lord very much.
他们也都需要我们的帮助。
And they need our prayers and our help.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹们结束关于保罗的侍奉。
This message, I'd like to conclude our topic of the service of our Apostle Paul.
在这几次信心的里头，我对保罗这个人有了更深的认识。
During these few messages, as I was preparing, I feel like I have a deeper understanding of Apostle Paul.
我也对使徒格外的钦佩。
And I also respect this apostle.
他实在撑得起是我们侍奉神的人的一个好榜样。
And he's worthy to be called a role model for all of us that serve God.
我们常常会注意到一个人的能力跟知识。
And oftentimes we look at the capabilities and the what a person can do.
可是今天我要很慎重的跟弟兄姊妹讲。
But I'd like to speak to you seriously about this.
神所看重他仆人的，最主要的是看这个仆人的心。
When God sees a servant, he looks at the heart of the servant.
我们在神的面前 没有办法跟神夸耀我们的能力。
Before God, we cannot boast about any of our capabilities and our abilities before God.
我们不会有能力到一个地步，神觉得我们很了不起。
We will never reach a point where we feel that, oh, God thinks that I'm so good at something.
神所看重于他仆人的是他们的忠心，是他们对神的爱心。
What God sees as important is their heart, their faithfulness to God and their love for God.
在这两件事情上，我们都看到使徒保罗他给我们的榜样。
And with these two things, we see Paul as a role model for us.
那请我们翻到腓立比书第三章。
Let us all flip to Philippians chapter 3.
我要读12节到14节。
And I will read from verse 12 to 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
So, 今天我要跟弟兄姊妹谈到有关保罗侍奉的一点。
So, this morning I'd like to share one point regarding the service of Paul.
就是他的极力奔跑。
And that is his straining forward, running ahead.
所以我们想用三件事情来证明保罗的奔跑是不遗余力的，他绝对不剩下任何的力量，他是全心全力的为主奔跑。
So I'd like to discuss three points regarding this.This run, and he does it in a way where he leaves nothing behind, and he just looks upward and presses on toward the goal.
而且保罗并没有觉得自己有什么了不起。
And Paul himself didn't think that he was a very capable or he's any superior than any other people.
今天我们可以看到一些侍奉主的人，假如有一点点世人所看为好的超人的成就，他们就得意洋洋。
But today we see a lot of people that boast or think that they're really something when they have accomplished something for the Lord.
一个真正的神的仆人有什么成就，应该越来越谦卑。
But a true servant of God, with any accomplishments that he has for the Lord, he should become more and more humble.
因为没有一个人在神的面前能够夸耀，是他在侍奉的上面有特别的贡献。
Because no one should be able to boast about any of the accomplishments that he offers up to God.
是我们在做事，但是是神在掌管。
We are merely doing the work, but the control and the outcome is up to God.
所以对一个侍奉神的人来讲，没有什么值得他夸耀的。
So a true servant of God, there's nothing that he can boast about.
使徒保罗给我们看到一个美好的见证。
And we see this in Paul's life as a testimony to us.
我刚才讲到，我们可以借助三件事情来证明 保罗的奔跑是尽他的全力的。
And we can look at three points that is evident in Paul's life as he presses on in this race.
第一点就是他在病痛和艰苦的时候不让他懈怠。
And the first thing is when he is sick or when he is tired, he doesn't give up.
我们可以问问或者注意看看我们周围有多少人觉得不舒服就在家里的休息的。
And we see many times today that people stay at home when they're sick or they're not feeling comfortable or not feeling well.
敬拜神对某些基督徒来讲是一件大事。
And worshiping God to a Christian is supposed to be something that is very, very important.
所谓大事就是要要求我们尽我们的体力跟我们的劳力。
And when we see something as important, we should give all of our energy and our all.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们在教会里头常常见到的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is often a condition that we see in the church.
可是在哥林多后书十二章，我们看到一件事。
But we see something in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第七节到第十节。
From verse 7 to 10.
对不起，我刚才假如讲四章是错误的，应该讲七章。哥林多后书第七章，十二章，对不起啊，十二章。然后七到十。这是我们应该很熟的，保罗他讲，他说又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力伏庇我。然后第十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me.But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
And 使徒保罗身上的这根刺到底是什么刺？
So what is this thorn in Paul's flesh?
历代以来解经家们有很多的意见。
There's a lot of suggestions and opinions from different theologians.
但是大多数的人都觉得他很可能是指着 他眼睛的毛病。
But most would agree that it's something to do with his vision.
我们知道使徒保罗他出来传道，因为他是那个小亚细亚的人嘛，所以他在海边上的时间比较多。
Because he served along in areas of Asia Minor, so he's often along the coast.
我们也了解，假如你在海边上的时间多的话，那么你会常常的遇到蚊虫。
So those of us know that if you are by the ocean, there's lots of insects and bugs.
那些蚊虫不像我们这里的小蚊虫，都是大蚊虫。
And usually those insects are much larger and more harmful.
所以当保罗他出来传道的时候，他第一出地方，他就是到这个小亚细亚南边的这个海边上，在那里沿着海边在布道。
So on his missionary trip, Paul started in Asia Minor along the southern side of Asia Minor to preach the gospel.
那么许多传道人或者解经家都觉得保罗在那个时候大是得了疟疾，就是这个虫子啊，这个蚊子咬了，让我们常常会得到那种。
So many commentators and Bible scholars say that he was bitten by an insect and he had a condition that
malaria.
Malaria. So he may have caught malaria.
所以当他到了这个加拉太的时候，他跟加拉太讲，他说你们呢很爱我，他说我在你们那里的时候，很多人都愿意把他们的眼睛挖出来给我。
So when he was in Galatia, he told the church in Galatians and thanked them for their love, and a lot of people would be willing to gouge out their eyes for Paul.
也，我们也注意在加拉太书里头，他写信给加拉太的人，后来讲。他说：“你们看，我写的字很大。”
So, in the letter to the Galatians, at the end, he says that the words that I write are very big.
因为他眼睛不好，他这个 malaria 有一个很常见的一件事情，就是什么眼睛会有毛病。
Because oftentimes someone that catches malaria, they'll have problems with their vision.
我们也在这个哥林多后书十一章里头看到保罗他把自己所受的一些苦难写在那里。
And also in 2 Corinthians, Chapter 11, we see the many hardships that Paul has endured.
他把那些苦难写出来，不是夸耀自己为主受苦。
And he wrote about all of these hardships not because he wanted to boast about the things that he endured for the Lord.
他用那个来教导其他的信徒，让他们知道他所受的苦难不比其他在他们那里传道的人更多。
And he wrote these things so that he can teach the brothers and sisters that the things that he endured are not they're no less than some other people.
然后他说，带着这许许多多的苦难，我没有停息，我在主面前的侍奉。
But here he also says, but throughout all these hardships that he's enduring, he did not stop his service for the Lord.
假如我们出去侍奉主，得了一个病，很容易我们就回来，就跟神讲，神啊，我已经为你受过苦了，我不需要再 继续的受苦。
So many of us may go out and serve the Lord and contract the illness and then come back and say to the Lord, "Oh, I've already endured hardship for you, Lord. I'm done."
使徒保罗把那些写出来，他告诉弟兄姊妹们，肉体上或者说环境里的所遭遇到的一些苦难，对他一点妨碍都没有。
But Paul's writing all of this to say that any condition or situations or environment that he's in, that he endures all these hardships, to him, it's no big deal.
他没有因着任何的疾病困难而消极，甚至于放弃他的侍奉。
And he didn't tire or give up his service, enduring all of these hardships.
所以假如我们侍奉神的人，希望我们那个常常记得保罗的这个例子，不要稍微有一点病痛，那么就停止侍奉。
So we hope that we remember the example that Paul set for us, so that when we endure any hardship or sickness, that we just give up.
保罗不因为任何的身体上面的病痛而停止他的服事。
Paul did not stop his service for any illnesses or weaknesses in his body.
他说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
He says, when I am weak, I am strong.
没有任何的疾病，或者说身体上面的任何的苦痛，能够拦阻他不侍奉。
There's no illness or weakness in his body that would prevent him from continuing his service to the Lord.
不只是一朝一夕的事情，是所有他侍奉的时候都是这个样子。
And it's not just one time or a few times, but throughout his service, he's set that example.
身体上面的痛苦不能够让他放弃对主的服事。
The illnesses that endures in his body will not stop him from serving the Lord.
那么其次，第二点，我们现在谈到，当保罗遭遇到证人对他的误解跟毁谤的时候，他也不气馁灰心。
The second point is that he did not get discouraged from the accusations that were thrown at him.
我们常常因为人家对我们的批评，我们就不想侍奉了。
A lot of times when we receive criticism from others, then we get discouraged from serving.
我们觉得在神的面前有一个很好的理由可以偷懒。
And we say that, oh, this is a perfect excuse for me to be lazy.
对于保罗来讲，他虽然遭遇到众人的误解跟毁谤，他也不气馁灰心。
But Paul did not get discouraged when other people accused him of wrongdoing or slanders him.
我们看到在圣经里头有不少这样的例子。
We see many examples in the Bible.
我们来看哥林多后书第十章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。第九跟第十节，第九节说：“我说这话，就是前面他所讲的话，免得你们以为我写信是要威吓你们，因为有人说他的信又沉重又厉害，几次见面。”却是气貌不扬，言语粗俗的。
I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters, for they say his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech of no account.
所以很多跟他同工的人对保罗有这种很不好的批评。
So there's a lot of Paul's co-workers that would criticize him in this way.
因为保罗我们知道他写信是很直率的，所以有什么话他直接讲。
We know that throughout Paul's letters that he's a very straightforward person.
但是因为这个缘故，就有一些人就对同工们讲，说他的信，就是保罗所写的信，又沉重又厉害，即使见面却是气貌不扬，言语粗俗的。
So a lot of his co-workers would say, look at his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech of no account.
换句话说，这个人凶，只是凶在嘴上，其实并不是那样子真正的啊，这个教导同工的人。
So in other words, they may say that he may appear to be stern and and serious, but he all bark no bite.
所以我们常常会担心人家对我们的看法就是什么气貌不扬，言语粗俗。
So a lot of times we worry about what others how others see us, and we worry that they would see us as our bodily presence is weak and our speech has no account.
所以这种人，他的话听起来蛮厉害的，都不要理他。但是就是这个习惯，就随便讲。
So many people might say like, oh, look at this person. He just talks a good talk.
见了面，他就会啊，言语就会很温和，好像跟信上所讲的那种语法不同。
But when you meet this person and face to face, he may be more gentle, and it doesn't appear that the tone is very different from his letters.
可是保罗对这些人的评论是什么？是在第十一节，他说：“这等人当想，我们不在那里的时候，信上的言语是如何的，见面的时候形式也必如何，因为我们不敢将自己和那自见的人同力相比，他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
So what is Paul's response to these people that these criticisms for him? In verse 11, he says, let such a person understand that what we say by letter when absent, we do when present. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding.
保罗说这些人不了解，他说信上的言语如何，见面的时候形式也必如何。
Paul says to him again, verse 11, let such a person understand that what we say by letter when absent, we do when present.
我不是说什么，然后不按照我所说的去做。
It's not doing what we say.
换句话说，我怎么说的，我就会照样来做。
In other words, we will do what we say.
那么，在哥林多前书第四章
，First Corinthians chapter 4,
第九节
，Verse 9,
到十三节
，Verse 9-13。
我很坦白的讲，我当初要考虑要不要出来做传道。
I'll be frank, during the time when I was contemplating on whether to come out full time,
哥林多前书第四章里面讲的话，让我相当相当的慎重的考虑。
And it's these verses that made me really seriously start to think about whether if I should come out and serve God full time.
我们看看保罗他在没有全世界侍奉主之前，他对传道的人是什么样子的看法。
And we can see here what's his view about people that serve God before he became before he believed in God.
第九节，保罗说：“我想，上帝把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。”我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的，我们软弱，你们倒强壮，你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视，直到如今我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦亲手做工，被人咒骂我们就祝福，被人逼迫我们就忍受，被人毁谤我们就善劝，直到如今人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
Verse 9, For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world.To angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat.We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things.
保罗说，神把我们这些使徒们当作一台戏，给世人和天使们看。
Paul here says that the apostles have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men.
一直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
And even still, people see us like the scum of the world.
我在考虑要不要全时间出来做传道的时候，我就想起了这两句话。
When I was contemplating on whether to serve God full time, I was reminded of these verses.
在教会里头，我们看到信徒们对传道人好像蛮恭敬。
In the church, you see, the people, the brothers and sisters in church respect the elders.
可是在背后，他们对传道人的想法就不是这样。
But behind their backs, what are the thoughts of these brothers, of these people?
我们从前还不信主的时候就讲，这些人没有饭吃才去做传道。
Before, when we didn't believe, we would often say that, oh, because they can't do anything else, so then they become pastors.
所以当我考虑要不要做传道的时候，这个哥林多前书第四章相当相当的影响我。
So during the time when I was contemplating of coming to serve God full time, being a pastor, these verses really affected me.
我在社会上工作相当受人家尊重的。
I was often respected by others when I was in the workplace.
现在把自己的好工作啊放下来，跑到去被人家看作是渣滓。
But I was well respected in the workplace and respected by others. But now that I'm seen as the scum of the world,
我相信很多做传道的在。遭受到同样的待遇。
And I'm sure that other pastors would feel the same way.
我后来遇到不少传道人，都是从前跟我一样在社会上做事的。
I've met a lot of pastors are like me that in their previous previous occupation, they were in the workplace working.
好几个，我不提他们名字了，到今天还在讲。他是朱世白，我们出来就是因为你呀。
And there's a lot of them. I won't name any names. And today they often say like, "Oh, Elder Chu, we came out just because we came to serve full time all because of you."
我是因为有一天神的话跟我讲，他说你是侍奉神还是侍奉人呢？
To me, in my own experience, God spoke to me and asked me.Do I serve God or do I serve man?
是我对你的说法重要呢，还是人对你的评论重要？
What's more important to you? How I view you or how man views you?
所以我对神的回答，主啊，假如你这样子看，我实在算不了什么，我应该。完全向你奉献。
So my response to God was that, if you say this, then I should offer my all to you.
所以我到现在已经在主的面前侍奉了45年。
So now, if I count back, I've already served the Lord 45 years now.
我知道，不知道有多少人把我看作。是世人中的渣滓。
And I don't know how many people have viewed me as the scum of this world.
可是我在主的面前想起他对我说的这些话，我带着眼泪继续的侍奉他。
But I remember these words from our Lord, and I, with tears, continue to serve Him.
人。要怎么讲，任凭他们去讲吧。
Whatever others say, they will continue to say.
第三点，使徒保罗，他既然知道是主的心意，他就不顾性命去完成他的任务。
And the third point is that, if this is God's will for him, then he's willing to risk his life.
一切他都看神。
In everything, he focuses on God.
人的心意、人的说法对保罗来讲一点都不重要。
Man's ways or man's ideas or man's words to him, to Paul, it's not important.
主的心意是他决定的一个因素。
What God has in his heart is how Paul makes his decisions.
假如我们读保罗的书信啊，读的比较多的话，我们就记得，在保罗第三次宣道行程里头，神在保罗心里就放了一个特别的负担。
If we're familiar with Paul's letters, and we can see that God placed a special burden in Paul's heart.
就是神特别。鼓励保罗到外邦人的教会里头去，鼓励他们奉献节祭耶路撒冷的教会。
God is to serve among the Gentiles and to encourage the Gentiles to financially support and help the churches in Jerusalem.
然后把这些收据到来的奉献。亲自送到耶路撒冷去。
And to gather all of the offerings from the Gentiles so that he could deliver it to Jerusalem personally.
并且还带一批外邦已经得救的信徒去做见证。
And also to bring along with him some of the Gentiles that have been converted and are now believers to be a testimony in Jerusalem.
所以他在欧洲的这几个教会里头，帖撒罗尼迦啊、腓立比、这个哥林多这些教会里头，拼命的在鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们对耶路撒冷受苦的教会奉献。
So along the churches that he he planted, he's teaching them and encouraging them to offer financially to help these churches in Jerusalem.
一方面他也了解人的心是很可怕的。
Of course, on one hand, he understands the heart of man is wicked.
那当他去跟弟兄姊妹讲，哦，耶路撒冷的教会现在啊有这个灾难，需要这个补助啊，可能其他教会的人一听，哦，保罗这个传道人又跑来捐钱，就为了要自己能够发财啊。
So he may have feared that, was concerned about others viewing him that when he goes to these churches and talks about the Jerusalem church having a need, they may think that, oh, this person is coming and he just wants us to offer.
对信主的人，信靠的基督徒并不太多。
To believers.
Yeah.For believers to trust these the workers, and it's not that many.
It's very hard for people to trust these workers or these servants.
所以保罗他到耶路撒冷去的时候是带着钱，同时他又带着一批外邦的信徒去替他做见证。
So when Paul went to Jerusalem personally, he not only gathered the funds that were collected, but he also brought with him a few of the Gentiles that have been converted.
弟兄姊妹，对不信的人来讲，侍奉主的这些人不应该有钱的。
So to non-believers, they may have a view that those that serve God should not have money.
假如他们有钱呢？恐怕也是来路不正。
If they have money, they may have gotten it by unlawful means.
所以保罗知道这些人的心理，就收集了这些救济的这个钱，同时又带了一批也这个外邦的信徒，让他们去为保罗做见证。
So Paul, knowing the wickedness in man's heart.So not only did he bring the funds that were collected, but he also brought these group of people so that they can be they can testify for him, be a witness for him.
我们知道，当保罗带着这些款项跟这个同工到耶路撒冷去的途中
，And we know on the way to Jerusalem, during the journey with the funds,
有几次。由弟兄姊妹劝阻他。
There were a couple of times that his co-workers pleaded with him.
警告保罗说我们在祷告里头圣灵对我们说保罗不应该到耶路撒冷去。
And his co-workers warned him and warned him that they've had a vision from the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem.
因为到那里去是有危险的。
Because there's danger.
很可能会影响到他的性命。
And his life would be at risk.
在使徒行传21章13-14节里头讲到保罗对这件事情的看法是怎么样？
And we see in Acts chapter 21, verse 13 to 14, and we see what Paul's view of this was.
使徒行传21章第三、第四两节，然后第十到十二两节。21章第三、第四。他说当他望见居比路就是他在船上嘛就从南边行过往叙利亚去我们就在推罗上岸因为船要在那里卸货找做了门徒就在那里住了七天他们被圣灵感动对保罗说不要上耶路撒冷去 过了这几天，我们就起身前行，他们众人同妻子儿女送我们到城外，我们都跪在岸上祷告，彼此慈悲。
We'll first read from verse 3 to 6, Acts chapter 21. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey. And they all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on aboard the ship, and they returned home.
第十到十二节这么讲，这他不只是碰到一群人这样子讲，他有蛮多人。但是我们在那里多住了几天，他是讲到他那个时候住在该撒利亚啊，他说有一个先知名叫亚加布，从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说：“圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。”我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
In verse 10 and 12, there's quite a few people that have urged him not to go to Jerusalem. In verse 10, it says, While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, This is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem.
我们再看到下面21章13、14两节保罗怎么样子的回答。
Then we see in verse 13 to 14, Paul's response.
保罗说，你们为什么这样痛苦，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，直说愿主的旨意成就便了。
Verse 13, Then Paul answered, What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, Let the will of the Lord be done.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗不是不知道前面有苦难。
So here we see that Paul, it's not that Paul is clueless that there would be a danger up ahead.
我记得我刚刚信主不久，我去参加一个退休会。
And I remember when I first became a believer, not long after I became a believer, I went to attend a retreat.
那么这个讲员是蛮有名的一个布道家。
And this the speaker was a very famous evangelist.
那么那一次他所讲的题目就是批评保罗没有听圣灵的话。
And the topic that he was speaking on was criticizing Paul for not listening to the Holy Spirit.
他的那个意思就是，虽然是神重用你，但是你也应该要听其他这个听到圣灵声音的人的劝诫。
So his criticism was, even though you were serving God, but you should also hear what the Holy Spirit was speaking to the other people.
这个传道人讲到以后，因此不但保罗自己受了苦，而且让福音也受到了亏损。
He's saying that not only did did Paul endure these hardships, but also the gospel was affected.
其实，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有不少的传道人喜欢批评其他的传道人，觉得自己更加的属灵。
But in reality, there's a lot of pastors out there that like to criticize others, and say that that they are more, them themselves are more spiritual.
他的那个意思，他比使徒保罗还要属灵。
So what he means by this is that he thinks that he is more spiritual than Apostle Paul.
但是我从那个时候开始，我就对那个传道人心里面相当这个不愉快。
But from then on, my heart, I'm not very pleased with this particular pastor.
我们假如仔细的去看使徒行传，我们就看到保罗他听到了圣灵的警告。
So if we study Acts in detail, we see that Paul hears the warning of the Holy Spirit.
但是保罗同时知道圣灵并没有阻止保罗去耶路撒冷。
But Paul also knows that the Holy Spirit did not stop him from going to Jerusalem.
我们知道罗马书一开始就讲到保罗应该要去罗马。
And we see in the opening of the book of Romans, we know that Paul needs to go to Rome.
所以这个是神的意思，毫无问题。
So this is the will of God, there's no question.
这并不是保罗啊，这个没有听神的话。
So it's not that Paul did not listen to God.
许多时候我们会听到圣灵的警告。
So many times we may hear warnings from the Holy Spirit.
只是要我们小心谨慎。
It's just so that we can be cautious.
让我们知道下面我们该怎么样子做。
So that we can be better prepared, what we need to do.
并不是说是就给我们一个借口，我们就可以停止我们该做的工作。
And it's not for us to have an excuse to not do what we need to do.
可是在这一件事上，我们也看到了保罗的心智。
But during, but in this passage, we also see the heart of Paul.
在《使徒行传》第二十三章，就是快要到后面了。使徒保罗在《使徒行传》二十三章十一节讲过这样子的话。
And we see in Acts chapter 23, towards the end, verse 11, Paul says this.
他说当夜主站在保罗旁边说放心吧你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证也比怎样在罗马为我做见证。
Verse 11, the following night the Lord stood by him and said, Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.
所以这里让我们看到神并没有阻止保罗去耶路撒冷。
So here, clearly you can see that God did not stop Paul from going to Jerusalem.
而使徒保罗他在这件事情上也已经立定了心志。
And here, on this particular topic, Paul already committed and made his decision.
你看在这个地方在使徒行传二十章，使徒行传二十章二十一节到二十四节，他讲得很清楚。
It's very clear. We can see in Acts chapter 20, verse 21 to 24.
他讲说，又对犹太人和希利尼人，这是讲到保罗，证明当向上帝悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。因为他 得到了圣灵的警戒，他说二十三节，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说有捆锁与患难等待我，我知道到那里去没有好日子过。下面二十四，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明上帝恩惠的福音。
So, Acts chapter 20, verse 21 to 24, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，在这一件事情上，我们可以看到保罗的心志。
So, brothers and sisters, on this particular topic, you can see the heart of Paul.
保罗说，为着主的名，为着主的心意，我的性命也可以摆上去。
So here you see Paul is willing to give up his life for the work, the course and the ministry that he received from Jesus.
他的工作做成了，但是结果他送上了自己的性命。
So he finished his work, but the consequence and the result is that he gave up his life.
所以这是保罗所讲的，只要完成主的心志，我的命算不得什么。
So this is Paul's heart. He says, but I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，在做结论的时候，我们不能够不问，为什么保罗这样子不顾一切的奔走天路。
So, dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, we have to ask ourselves, well, why would Paul willing to give up everything for the gospel?
他明明知道去耶路撒冷啊，去这个罗马是一条死路。
He knows very clearly that his path on his journey to Rome is will end up in death.
但是保罗说，只要能够达到主的心意，我的性命算不得什么。
And Paul says, as long as I can finish God's will and God's work, my life is nothing to me.
为什么这个人这样子不顾一切的奔跑天路？
Why would this person give up everything for the sake of God?
毫无疑问的，因为保罗看到了主的荣美。
So without question, it's because Paul sees the majesty and the beauty of God.
了解主耶稣在他身上救恩的浩大。
And he understands the great salvation that he has received from Jesus.
另外还有一个原因。
There's another reason.
就是他在哥林多前书第九章二十七节曾经这样子讲过。第九章二十七节。
We can flip to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
他说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Paul says, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
所以保罗对他自己不断有这样子的考虑。
So Paul often thinks about these things for himself.
希望我在侍奉人，我在侍奉神， 我自己不要被神被人所拒绝。
So that in front of God or in front of man, that I may not be disqualified.
做神的仆人，有一件事情我们要担心。
As God's servants, there's one thing that we need to be concerned about.
就是我所传对他传福音的人到得救了，我这个跟人家传福音的人自己倒没有得救。
And that is sharing the gospel to others that they are saved, but am I saved myself?
所以弟兄姊妹，你跟我都应该常常问一个问题。
So, dear brothers and sisters, there's one question that we should often ask ourselves.
我侍奉神这么多年，常常有的时候甚至于有劳苦，可是我有没有把握我将来的结局是得救？
So, I've been a believer and I served God all these years, and we need to ask ourselves, well, in the end, am I saved?
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣在我们身上的爱跟恩典一点都不少于保罗或者任何人。
God's love and mercy to us is no less than what he has for Paul.
神爱保罗不过于他爱我。
God's love for Paul does not surpass his love for me.
那么我们要反过头来问自己这句话，为什么保罗在他奔跑天路的时候他一切都不顾？
So then we need to ask ourselves this then, why is it that when, for the sake of the gospel, Paul is willing to give up everything?
神对你的恩典有任何的亏待吗？
Did God hold back any grace to you?
为什么保罗这样子卖命的奔跑，你倒在此地好像愿意跑就跑两步，不愿意跑就算？
So why is it that Paul is willing to give up everything, but for youYou just, when you want to serve and you want to run, you run. But when you don't, you just take a break.
你能对神讲，神啊，你带保罗好过你带我。
Can you tell God that you are better to Paul than you are to me?
神带保罗一点都没有好过他带你。
Paul treats the treatment for Paul, or yeah, how he treats Paul doesn't surpass how he treats you.
神爱你并不少于神爱保罗。
Paul's love for you is the same as his love for Paul.
那最后我们的问题就是，为什么我们不肯竭力的去奔跑？
So in conclusion, the question is, how come we're not giving our all as we run this race?
这是我们要解答的问题，是不是？
This is a question that we need to answer for ourselves.
神在什么地方亏欠你跟我，我们在这里养老？
Where did God withhold any of his grace and tell you that you should just sit back and retire?
然后他觉得在神的面前一点亏欠都没有。
And think that you didn't, fall short. God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看完了保罗的见证，你怎么能够不开始问自己几个问题？
So dear brothers and sisters, as you see the example of Paul, how can you not ask yourself these questions?
你肯不肯在人的面前讲，保罗他愿意为主死，我也愿意。
Are you able to tell other, before men say that, Paul was willing to give up his life? I am too.
我不想讲到自己的事情，但是我必须要在主的面前要讲这句话。
And I don't want to talk about myself, but I need to say this for the Lord.
靠着主的恩典，我绝对不会在主的面前用任何的理由来不为主奔跑。
I would not use any excuse to not serve the Lord and run this race.
我的腿不好，神给了我一个棍子。
I don't have my legs are not well, so God has given me a cane.
靠着这根棍子，我可以继续的奔跑。
With this cane, I can continue to run.
我盼望我们弟兄姊妹至少像我这个不长进的传道人也应该有这样子的心智。
And I hope brothers and sisters would also have this type of attitude.
为做主耶稣基督的使命，我的性命算不得什么。
For the sake of the mission of Jesus, my life is nothing to me.
愿主祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，盼望使徒保罗的心智是我们的心智。
Lord, we pray that Paul's heart is also our heart.
他那样子的奔跑也同样是我们的奔跑。
And how he ran this race is how we should run this race.
求主祝福我们这里爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
May God bless those who love God in our midst.
让他们知道神爱保罗跟爱我们没有两样。
Allow them to know that the love for Paul and the love for each and every one of us is the same.
神把我们放在世人的眼中，看为是一台戏。
God places us before man as a spectacle.
世人把我们侍奉主的人看为是渣滓。
And they view us as the scum of the world.
可是在圣经里头，你再三的提醒我们，我们是你眼中的同人。
But in scriptures, repeats that, in your eyes we are valuable.
求主让我们能够学习快跑来跟随你。
When we all learn how to run this race with all we have to follow you.
愿你的名在我们的教会，在我们的身上能够得荣耀。
May your name be glorified and praised in our life and in this church.
使用这个教会荣耀你自己。
Use this church to glorify yourself.
我们这样祷告。靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.